Thank you, Mr. Dick. Howdy. Obviously, most of you have heard that as an expression of greeting, and your usual response is hi or hello. But did you know that the word howdy actually comes from how do ye, or how do you be, according to the American Heritage Dictionary? And what that does is that exemplifies for us the fact that over time, greetings can change in how they are interpreted from what they may have originally meant. And why is that important? Well, today what I would like to do is take a look at some of Paul's letters, because as we look at his letters in the New Testament, he frequently uses the expression grace and peace. What did he mean by those greetings in his letters? I've entitled my sermonette today, Peace from God. And we want to find out, has the interpretation of what Paul's greeting changed? But more specifically, what I'd like to do today is look at what the biblical concept of peace really is. Let's start off with just one of the examples that Paul uses. We'll go to Romans, the letter to the Romans, in chapter 1 and verse 7. And we see here that Paul has written in chapter 1 of Romans in verse 7, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the first thing we want to notice here is that the peace which Paul is conveying to his audience is not from him. What he desires here is that they have the peace which comes from God the Father and from Jesus Christ. This peace is not a human concept. It's not something that humanity has understood. Paul writes in the book of 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5 and verse 3. 1 Thessalonians 5:3, he writes, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Many of you are familiar with a classic example of that illustrates people do not understand what real peace is. Listen to this quote. My good friends, for the second time in our history, a British prime minister has returned from Germany bringing peace with honor. I believe it is peace for our time. Go home and get a nice quiet sleep. A lot of you will recognize that that's from the British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain back in September of 1938. And within a year, the world was at war, where tens of millions of people died, and there was not peace in our time or in that time. So humanity doesn't understand what peace really is. What is peace? Let's take a quick look here. The Greek word which Paul used for the word that translated peace here is eirene. And Paul also uses that same word in Romans chapter 3:17, where he quotes from Isaiah, and the way of peace they have not known. So let's turn back to Isaiah and get the context of that quote. In Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 8. Isaiah 59 verse 8 reads as follows. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Now the Hebrew word here that is translated into peace is one that many of us are very familiar with. It's the Hebrew word shalom. But what is this way of peace that men have not known? And if men are taking and making crooked paths, what is the straight path that humans have not taken? Turn with me to Psalm 119. where again we read about peace. Psalm 119, I'll be reading verses 165 to 168. Psalm 119, 165 to 168. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. See, the peace from God, which Paul is conveying to his readers, is the peace that comes from God, is the peace that we can have from living by God's laws. Isaiah confirms this in his writings, again in Isaiah 32 and verse 17. The work of righteousness, keeping God's law, the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. So we can see here that the peace to which Paul is referring in his greetings, the peace that he wants to convey to those who are looking at his letters, is what comes from living by God's law. Okay, so how do we apply that today? How does that affect our lives today, here and now? Turn back to the book of Romans. In Paul's letter to the Romans, later in the letter, in chapter 14 and in verse 19, we read his instructions. Romans 14, 19. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify another. With Paul's greeting here and discussing peace and his instruction here to pursue those things which make for peace, what he's doing is he's repeatedly confirming in his letters that God's grace and his peace, which comes from living by his law, work together. Neither one stands alone. We can't expect God's continued grace in our lives if we go on and deny his way of life. We have to pursue that way of life which brings peace if we want to continue to receive his grace. But at the same time, we cannot expect to receive God's salvation only because we're trying to keep his law on our own. We're not going to gain salvation except by God's grace. The two work together, and Paul repeatedly confirms this in his letters to the various churches. Grace and peace from God. Finally, let's turn to Philippians. In Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 to 7. Philippians 4, 6 to 7, we read, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Mankind has not understood the peace that comes from God because Satan has blinded this world to God's ways. We, however, have begun to understand God's peace in part because by God's grace, our hearts and our minds are being opened to his truth. So as we live by God's laws, as we pursue the things which make for peace, God's grace will continue to work with us, to guard us, to guide us, and in time, we too will be able to come to a full understanding of God's peace.